tachas with a little water. You do ad machlekes Rambam and Rambam. If the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah de reise, the mitzvah min atoira, or it's a mitzvah de rabbanon. Rambam in Sefer mitzvah hey, and in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tefillah, he writes that mitzvah sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei min atoira, to daven every day. And the pasuk he brings is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. And we know that avoda means tefillah, like it says, La'avdei b'chalavavchem, avoda shebelev the tefillah. We know that avoda means tefillah, and it says, La'avdei b'chalavavchem. So the Rambam learns from there that it's a mitzvah min atoira to daven. And then he says, but the minyan atfilah, how many times we have to daven, and the nusach atfilah, that's not min atoira, that's chazal on the satin, that we should, the nusach atfilah, and how many times we should daven. And therefore he says that Noshim are mechuyev with tefillah because it's a mitzvah sasei she'en az man grama, it's a chiyev to daven every day. There's no specific time when you have to daven every day. And the male Noshim are mechuyev with tefillah. The Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah, he is choylik on the Rambam, and he holds that tefillah is a mitzvah mit rabbanon. It's not mitzvah mit reis, it's a mitzvah mit rabbanon. And he brings a reis from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that about Keri, he says Krishma and the Chasamazin. Krishma is the reis, and the Chasamazin is also the reis, but he doesn't daven. Because tefillah is only a rabbanon. So you see clearly from the Gemara that about Keri doesn't daven, different than Krishma Bechamazin, because tefillah is the rabbanon. So from there, the Ramban takes out that tefillah is a mitzvah with rabbanon. What does he do with the psukim that the Sefri Darshan Ula Avdoi Wa'utzvei Savoi do tefillah? So he says that maybe that's only B'Sha'as Tzara. There's a mitzvah B'Sha'as Tzara on a specific time and there's a Tzara, so then you have to daven. But the mitzvah to daven every day, that's for sure not a mitzvah with Reyaitzah. So the Achroinim tried to answer the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam holds that this is a very right. So what's he going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara is clear that the Balkeri doesn't daven because it's a Rabbanon. So how can the Rambam say that it's Tfilah is a very right? So the Mepharshim want to say that what the Gemara says that Balkeri doesn't daven means he doesn't daven three times a day. Or he doesn't daven the whole Nusach HaTfilah, because the Rambam is masking. The Rambam also holds that the Nusach HaTfilah and how many times he daven is a Rabbanon. But the Gemara says, "Ainim mispalel." The Balkeri doesn't daven; that he doesn't daven three times a day, or he doesn't daven the whole tefillah. But the ikar kiyum of tefillah, of just saying one bakasha, that of course the Balkeri also has to do according to the Rambam. So we have a machlekes Rambam and Rambam: if tefillah is a deraita or a rabbanon. So the question is, the Magen Avraham in brings a halacha like this: that a kohen that was in the middle of Shemona Esra, and the Shliach Tzibur is going to say Nabichas Kehanim, and he's in the middle of Shemona Esra. So the Magen Avraham says that he should stop in the middle of Shemona Esra. He should go up to the Bima, to the on Kodesh, and he should go up to Duchen Nabichas Kehanim. So the question is like this: we know the Gemara in Sukkah dashes from the pasuk B'shivta Chavav Eitzecha V'lech Chavav Derech. When you sit at home and you're doing something for your own sake, when you're going and you're doing something for yourself, then you're mechuyev a mitzvah. But if you're doing something for the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're doing a mitzvah, then there's the klal of a oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That's the mekoyes of the halacha of a oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Then you're in the middle of doing one mitzvah, you don't stop and you go and do another mitzvah. So the question is, This coin is in the middle of davening. He's being the time of mitzvah of tefillah. How does the Magen Avraham say that he should be mafsik from tefillah and go up and duchen b'chus kahanim? There's a kala of oisik b'mitzvah in the middle of doing one mitzvah. You're not mafsik and you go do another mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, it's pashut that it's true. The Rambam holds that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So you're being the time of mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. How can you go up and duchen in the middle of being the time of mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah? According to the Ramban, as we said, that the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, tefillah is only a mitzvah de Rabbanon. So Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim and Kovet Tzaris has a tzad to say that even by a mitzvah de Rabbanon, if someone is oisik in a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and now he comes and he has a mitzvah de Reis in front of him, he's not allowed to be mafsik in the mitzvah de Rabbanon and go and do the mitzvah de Reis. And he brings the Reis from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that someone that sells Tashmish Kedusha. He's lighting tefillin and he's selling tefillin. Any Tashmish Kedusha, not for his own sake, not to make panasa, just to supply Tashmish Kedusha. So he's doing a mitzvah of being oistik with Tashmish Kedusha. So the Gemara says he's part of a mitzvah. And that's what shows how a mitzvah, that's maybe the mitzvah de Rabbanan. There's no mitzvah de Raisa to do it. And our filler after we see that he is part of another mitzvah. So because of the Kalav Oisig mitzvah, part of another mitzvah. So even according to Rambam, the Shaila is, how can the coin be mafsik from Trilla and go up and do it?
in the
middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And another guy he brings that it says of a kutzich and the oimer, we're not allowed to cut the tzvua for our own sake. It says of a kutzich, when you cut for yourself, you shouldn't cut. But if you cut the shem mitzvah, for any korban it is, the Gemara Menachah says that you could cut the oimer the shem mitzvah. And the Gemara Menachah says that even for a mitzvah the rabbanon, you can cut the oimer, you can cut tzvua for a mitzvah the rabbanon. And that does not go into the word of a kutzichem. A kutzichem means when you cut for yourself, you shouldn't cut until you bring the oimer. But if you're cutting for a mitzvah de rabbanon, that is not included in a kutzichem. It's not called cutting for yourself. You see that even a mitzvah de rabbanon is not considered doing something for yourself. It's doing something with Shem Shemayim. And you have the patur, because the Rebbechon wants to say that you'll have the same patur of oisiv a mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. So the question is, why does the Mogen Avraham say that he should be matzik and tefillah and go and do it? There's even an issa to be a matzik. Any other mitzvah that comes in, there's a whole nidin if he's allowed to say a bracha and if he's mekayim a mitzvah. The Ritva in Sukkah says that all other mitzvahs become like a divrei reshus and he's not allowed to be matzik because he's being oisik on a mitzvah and he's going to do a divrei reshus. The Ritva says he's not allowed to be matzik if you're oisik on a mitzvah. Even if you won't take on like Rebbe Chanan, you'll take on that. A mitzvah de Rabbanan, he allowed to be matzik. But the Emik Bracha points out that Reb Chaim in Sefer, Reb Chaim Priske, al Rambam, he says that even the Ramban, the whole, that tefillah is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, but of course, what he means that it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan is the chiyuv to daven every day is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. But of course, if someone goes and davens, he's mekayim a mitzvah de Reise, he says. The inyan of tefillah is a drasha that is three dashen, the of days of tefillah. So the mitzvah of tefillah is written in the Torah. But what Rambam says is the Rabbanan is what Rambam says, that he has to daven every day, that Rambam says is only a mitzvah of Rabbanan. Of course, if someone goes and daven, then he's mekayim a mitzvah of the reis of tefillah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis to daven every day, but a mitzvah kiyumis of tefillah, the Rambam holds that you do have. So it's vice versa, even if you won't take on the mitzvah of Rabbanan, but even according to the Rambam, he's being mekayim a mitzvah of Rabbanan, of tefillah, how can he go and be mafsik to do it? Yeah, so if you can say like this, Rambam, as we said, learns out the mitzvah of tefillah from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim of avadatem et Hashem Elokechem, and the hemshcha pasuk is uveirach eslach mochaves b'mecha. You should avadatem et Hashem Elokechem, you should daven as they dashen, and uveirachon al bless Eslach mocha your bread, with meimecha your water. Because that means panasa, it means mezainah, so for instance. So the question is, why did the Rambam choose a different pasuk than all the other Rishonim? The Chinuch learns it out from Voitzei Savoit, and the Sefi Dashens, Voitzei Savoit. And here the Rambam comes and he chooses a different pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The question is, why did he choose a different pasuk? There's another shayla that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah, as we said, the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah every day. Chiyuv every day to daven. So the Noitzer Kelim down, what's the makor to the Rambam that you have to daven every day? So they say, the ring from the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, that the pasuk that the Rambam learns out is, Avadatem et Hashem Elokechem, uveirach eslach mochavet v'mecha. The bread and water, mezoinah, the person needs every day. Every day you need what to eat. You can't live without food. So you need food every day. So made of the mitzvah of tefillah, because the mitzvah of tefillah is written together with a veach, etzach, mechavitz, meimecha, so therefore the mitzvah of tefillah is every day. Because the mitzvah of tefillah is based on veach, etzach, mechavitz, meimecha, they can have mezoinah to have food. So made of that food you need every day. So mainly you have to daven every day. That's the way the Kiryas Sefer explains the Makor of the Rambam has to daven every day. So maybe that's very pasuk why the Rambam chose that pasuk. If you bring the pasuk of Voices Avoid, you won't have a Makor, it's his halacha, you have to daven every day. And this pasuk, that's his Makor, that's where he knows he has to daven every day, that's why he chooses that pasuk of Avadatam et Hashem Elokecha. Like upon what you see from the Rambam, that tefillah is a bit of a different mitzvah than all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs is a pashuta thing that you have to do l'shem shemayim, not for your own benefit. You do a mitzvah, but tefillah has in it also an inyan of davening for yourself. That's the whole inyan of davening. The Rambam himself says that the inyan of tefillah is she'adam espalel u'mischanin b'chol yoyim v'achkach she'el tzrochav. The Rambam says that the whole inyan of tefillah is to daven for your own needs. So let's go back. The Makor of Oisuk v'mitzvah pasuk on a mitzvah, we said, is in the pasuk of Lech Tuchavadeh. When you do something for your own sake, then you mechuyev to do, go and do mitzvah. But if you're in the middle of doing something l'shem shemayim, then you're pasuk on going to do other mitzvahs. Maybe we can say that when someone davens, the whole mitzvah of tefillah, as we said, the whole Makor of the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings it down, the pasuk that he learns it out from, is the inyan of tefillah, the way he puts it down, is that it's a mitzvah of davening for your tzrachim, and that's the prayer of the Rambam, and that's why we daven every day, because the person has to daven for what he needs, for his tzrachim, for his mezonos, and that's every day. So maybe we can say that tefillah is a mitzvah that is not fully lechet shemayim, it's not a full mitzvah that is only l'shem shemayim, it also has in it an inyan of doing something for yourself, you're davening for your own tzrachim, for your own mezonos, and therefore, in that case, you won't have the p'tor of oisig b'mitzvah potem on a mitzvah. When do we say oisig b'mitzvah potem on a mitzvah? When it's a mitzvah that's only l'shem shemayim, not for your own benefit. Then we say, if you're oisig in one mitzvah, you don't stop and you go and do another mitzvah. But if you're doing something for your own sake, then we say that you have to go and do another mitzvah. So tefillah that has a big inyan in it of davening for your own tzrachim and being mevakish for what you need, so maybe you won't have the p'tor of oisig b'mitzvah potem on a mitzvah. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says that when you're in the middle of davening, the koyin has to go off and duchen, because tefillah is not a mitzvah that is only the shem shemayim. Let's finish off. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz miyiret shemayim." Everything is in the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam. As Rashi explains, the way a person should all gashmiyus biggest things to a person. When it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Yiras Shemayim, that is in the hand of the person, it's not in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they all ask the Kasha, how do we daven every day? We daven every day for Yiras Shemayim. We often milibeinu avotze v'yirase, we daven for Yiras Shemayim. In Rosh Chodesh Benson, we say twice Yiras Shemayim. The whole time we daven for Yiras Shemayim, for Ruchnius, they think, why do we daven for Yiras Shemayim? That's not in the Ribbono Shel Olam's hands, that's all in our hands. Work on Yiras Shemayim. How can we daven for Yiras Shemayim? So the Mashal in Brachos, you already asked the Kasha. The Gemara says over there that Broye davened for Rishoyim that they should do tshuva. So Rishoyim davened that they should do tshuva, and they did tshuva. So the Mashal asked that the Gemara says, "Akol b'Yiras Shemayim, chutz miYiras Shemayim." How can he daven for tshuva? Someone should do tshuva. That's in his own hand. He has to be boicha. He has to choose to do tshuva, to do mitzvah. How can you just daven if someone should do tshuva? So the Mashal said, "Fish like davening for yourself, davening for yourself that you should have Yiras Shemayim." That the Mashal says, that's not fair. Because the Gemara says, "B'derech Adam roitze leilech melich leitzim." The way a person wants to go, what he wants to do, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help him. So by davening, that's the minimum way of showing that he wants to be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wants to have Yiras Shemayim, he wants to have Aliyah and Ruchnius. So he's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that he wants it. So maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to lead him in that way, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help him to do tshuva, to have more Yiras Shemayim. But to daven for someone else to do tshuva. So maybe we can say like this: the Chazon Ish in Hashmata Sefer Rechaim, he says, "Amoy Rechidish." He says when someone davens, we look at it, we have to daven, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam does if the tefillah is miskabel, the Ribbono Shel Olam would answer your tefillah. But Chazon Ish says that when a person davens, then Rebbeinu Shlomo helps him and takes him out for the Torah, gives him whatever he wants, then it's as if the person himself did it. It's not misyachas that Rebbeinu Shlomo did it, it's misyachas as if the person himself did it. That's a big chiddush, and we see the Chaznish says, writes in a letter, the same idea. It says in this week's Pasha, Leisamoid al dam reyach. Rashi says, when you see someone dying, he's drowning in a sea, so you have to go and jump and save him. So Chaznish says, so that's Pashtus, that's what Rashi explains, that's in physical, going to save him. Chaznish says, there's another big way in saving someone. It says with tefillah. He says, if you see someone that needs help, that needs to be saved, go and daven. He says, don't be a tippish, and if you see someone drowning, stand there and davening. That, of course, you shouldn't do. But once you've done whatever you could do, and you see that there's no other way, of course, you should daven. And that also is included in Leisamid Al Dam Reyecha. You have a chiyuv to go and daven for someone to have a tzale. He says, like everything in Gashmias, when you work for Panasa, you work anything in Gashmias, what you're doing is only a shtadlis. Don't think that what you're doing is that's what's going to do it. It's all up to Rebbeinu Shleilam. You have to do a shtadlis, and Rebbeinu Shleilam is gonna give you a decision. He says the same thing is when you go and save someone. When you go and save someone, you're not guaranteed that he's going to be saved. You have to do yours, and Ali Deza, he says, and Rebbeinu Shleilam is going to save him. You have to do yours. But once you've done yours, then you have to go and daven, and that's the way that you're going to save him. So I need a bit of it's a bit schwer because the tzamel adam reyecho is something that you have to do. You have to go and help someone else. But tefillah pashtus is you davening, and Rebbeinu Shleim is going to save him. Rebbeinu Shleim is going to send out tzala. You're not doing it. The tzamel is something that you have to do. But in the fee, we said to the chaznish before that when you daven, then it's like you're doing it yourself. It's not like you davening and Rebbeinu Shleim is sending the hashpah. Rebbeinu Shleim is doing that tzala. It's as if you did it yourself. That's what the Chaznish writes. The Samad Adam Reyacha goes into tefillah because you have a chiyuv to go daven because it's as if you saved them yourself. That's what the Gemara says. Hakol bidei Shemayim, chutz mi'yad Shemayim. You have to daven to Yad Shemayim because, of course, when you daven, it's not just you daven, the Rebbeinu Shleim gives you the Yad Shemayim. It's as if you're taking the Yad Shemayim yourself. You're being mashpi on yourself, Yad Shemayim. Reb Moshe in the Tshuva, he's not masking to the Chaznish. He says it's a big chiddush to say that. It's as if you're doing it yourself. He says the Rebbeinu Shleim is doing it. It's not you doing it yourself. So he says what we daven to Yerushalayim Shemayim is we daven that we shouldn't have misjoinah, and we daven that Rebbeinu Shleim should make it easier for us, that we should be able to work ourselves up in Yerushalayim Shemayim. There's one other mahalach you can say. Tefillah has a tremendous koyach, and if we daven, then that's for sure that the tefillah is going to be niskabel. We see in Rashi and Azinu says that it's three times in the Torah it says be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. By the Mabul it says that the Mabul came down be'etzem ha'yom hazeh in the middle of the day, and then Yetzias Mitzrayim was also be'etzem ha'yom hazeh in the middle of the day, and the third time is by Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu died be'etzem ha'yom hazeh in the middle of the day. So the Mabul is pashut why the Rebbeinu Shlomo did it be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, because the Goyim said, told Noach, we're not going to let you go into the Teva. We're not going to let the Mabul come down. We're not going to let you go into the Teva. So Rebbeinu Shleim said, I'll show you. In the middle of the day, the Mabul came down, and Noach went into the Teva. The second time was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Also the Mitzrayim said, we're not going to let you out of Mitzrayim. And the end, Rebbeinu Shleim showed them, in the middle of the day, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. And the third one, Moshe Rabbeinu died in the middle of the day. So Rashi says, why did Rebbeinu Shlomo have to do it in the middle of the day? Because Klal Yisrael said, we're not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu die. Moshe Rabbeinu, they took us out of Mitzrayim, they gave us the Torah, they gave us the Mon, they did everything for us, we're not going to let them die. Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, I'm going to show you that Moshe Rabbeinu is nifta Be'etzem Yom Hazeh in the middle of the day. The question is, how on earth would Klal Yisrael be Moineya, take Moshe Rabbeinu and not let him die? How can you do such a thing? The Mufashim say, Ali Dei Tefillah. Klal Yisrael would daven with a full koyach, then they could have been saved Moshe Rabbeinu from dying. If someone davens whatever it is, then the tefillah is mukhach, there has to be niskabel. Well, we see that the tefillah is not always niskabel. There's a big shmuz about it. The kitzah, what the mafashim say is that when someone has chas chlila tzari, he's davening for something, then he sees it, the matzav as it is, the situation that he's in, and he wants to get out of his tzara, he wants the Baruch Hashem to give him this and this, and he's just seeing the matzav he is, and that's what he wants. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, as it says, Elef Shanim Kiyem Eshmol, the Rebbeinu Shalom, 1,000 years of Kiyem Eshmol, and he knows generations before, he knows everything that went on before, and he sees the Ashid, what's going to happen. And Rebbeinu Shalom sees the wider picture, and he knows what's best for the person. Sometimes for the person, he thinks that that's what he wants, and that's going to be best for him. Rebbeinu Shalom knows the Emes, what's best for him. Rebbeinu Shalom sees the wider picture. I'll give you a mashal. It says by Dina. Dina Bas Yaakov was taken by Shechem. So then at the time when she was taken, it looked like the biggest tzara. Dina Bas Yaakov was taken to Shechem. And even more than that, Leah had already 6 children. And she was expecting another one. So she davened that the child should be a nekeva. Why? Because she has 6, and the 2 shvachas have 2 each, so that's 10. And she knew that there were 2 more shvachas to be born, and Rachel didn't have any kids. So she will have a 7th, that means that Rachel will have less than the shvachas. So she davened that it should be a nekeva. So she gave away one of the 6 sechot, and she had Dina, and there we go, and Dina's taken by Shechem. That's the schar that she gets to what she gave away. She gave away a shevet in Klal Yisrael, and that's what she gets. That her daughter is taken away by Shechem. If you look a bit further, what happens? It says that Asnas Bas Potifera was Dina. What came out from Yosef? 2 shiftei kol, Ephraim and Manasseh. At the time, they thought taking Dina, that's the biggest story that can be. But if you look later, what happened? From that Dina came out 2 shiftei she made. From Shechem came out Asnas, and that from them came out 2 shiftei kol, Ephraim and Manasseh. If you look at the wider picture, everything has a cheshbon at the end, and what we see as a master is not always for the best. So when we daven, sometimes not everything is nearly right away. But there's one thing that if someone davens, there's no cheshbonus, and the tefillah isn't scabbled right away. That's when you daven for Ruchnis. We daven for Ruchnis, we daven for Yiras Shemayim. It's impossible, there's no cheshbonus why the Baruch Hashem shouldn't want to give someone Aliyah and Ruchnis and more Yiras Shemayim. Someone davens for Yiras Shemayim, then the tefillah has to be in the scabbled right away. And that's the way the Chiddush HaRem explains this Maim Chazal. Hakol bidei Shemayim, chutz mi'yiras Shemayim. Everything's in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if he should answer you now, if he should cover your tefillahs right now or not. Chutz mi'yiras Shemayim, Yiras Shemayim is the one thing that is not in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and if he doesn't fear Yiras Shemayim, he has to be mekabel your tefillahs.